Blog Talk Radio.
Show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, in that sequence. We don't skip around. And if we do sort of skip around, it's just to support the position that the Most High has taken, but not from this new thing they got going on. Everything is new is not good for you. And in that regard, we also study the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from. Why? Because we need structure and discipline. And we don't seem to have any structure in our discipline. And the reason why I said that, because of just recently what happened in Baltimore at a block party. Two dead and 28 wounded, mostly children. And so I said this in this regard. I looked at a documentary called Tribes. And there were different tribes in sort of East Akabala, you call it Africa. And these tribes, they had structure and discipline, and they did what was in the best sense. The Johnny Lash tribe did something much more along our lines. When a child, boy, turned 14, he was taken from the family, and the elder raised him up until he was 24 and a half years old. And the elder was in charge of these boys, so they teach them everything that they knew about being men, so they don't run around and shoot people. And at black parties, such as in Baltimore. And so after the 10 and a half years, that boy was sent off by himself to scrounge for himself. So it's not easy living by yourself alone. He was pointed in the right direction of certain tribes he could go to for assistance. But mainly he had to depend upon the wisdom and understanding that the elder of that tribe had taught him. And so he survived. And they came back to the tribe as male warriors. And they knew the responsibility was not to oneself, but to one's tribe. And they had set him up a little welcoming home dinner. They ate their little dinner, then they came among the elders, and they were accepted into the tribe. And here's what I said when I said this. They were taught discipline, self-control, and instructed what was much more important. It's not you. It's not about you. You must have discipline, self-control, and you must put the best interest of the tribe before yourself. And so these young men, coming back at 25 years old, they didn't run around shooting people at block parties. Two youngsters and 28 injured, because they understood the significance of what was important. It was not about showing up to show out to showboat and kill people. It's about the importance of the tribe. And so the reason why we study our ancient ones, to find out what mistakes they made that got us in the situation we find ourselves in, because we are a monstrosity. We have no discipline. We have no self-control. We have no structure. We just do what we want to do and how we want to do it and think that will suffice. It has not, it will not, and the evidence speaks for itself. And as I said, that documentary is called Tribe. And for the most part, all those tribes had similar things in nature. What was important was not the individual. What was important was that the family, which is the tribe. At once upon a time, our ancients understood that. That's why we studied the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from by virtue of Abraham and his relationship with Lot. Although Lot took another course of action when they separated, Abraham knew what was important in regards to Lot. And Lot, being obviously instructed by Abraham, knew the source to go to, was trained by Abraham. Although he didn't make the right choices, the good choices, and the right decisions. But for the most part, he was stabilized in Yah. He understood who to go to, why you go into him, and not because you just want to get something for free. He knew, Lot knew, that there was responsibilities and duties that were required of him. Unlike us, we think we just pray to Jesus and everything come on in a silver platter. It doesn't work that way. You must put something on the table before Yah. And that's why we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Ain't nothing for free in life. And certainly the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov is not for free. And as you will find out as we proceed in these studies, in the 20th chapter of Vayikra, spelled B-A-Y-I-K-R-E, which is the name for this Romanized version book, the title, Leviticus. And it's spelled V-A-Y-I-K-R-A, and it means Yah is calling. And why is Yah calling, must you ask? He's not calling just for you to show up, show out, and showboat, and show your fancy titles. He's calling to give you self-control, discipline, and structure, as those tribes I spoke about gave their people, because they knew the significance was not the importance of one individual, but the significance and pertinence was the importance of the whole tribe. And see, in this Western culture, we have learned to be selfish and self-centered. It's all about us. That's why we have become a monstrosity. And as a result, the evidence speaks for itself. I strongly implore you out there in TV land, if you don't have your mind right with Yah, stay away from one another. Because believe me, I said this all the time, there's going to be some blue and white lights and some fluttering of yellow tape because we don't know how to act. We have no self-control, no discipline, and no structure. And the outcome is inevitable. That's why we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. That's why we study our ancients. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And you know, you notice I said we. No, I didn't say Yom Suh. I said we. And who is the we, you may ask? Well, for one, it's Sister Abby out of New York City. And secondly, not least, Brother Cottrell of New York City. And they study the God of Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub. And they study that ancients, the rock they were hewn from, and the dish they were dug from, not to show themselves better than someone, but to try to ascertain what Yah is saying in regards to a relationship with him, and not to make the mistakes our ancient made and ascertain before they became dirty, like we all are dirty, what made them great once upon a time? Because they had discipline, they had self-control, and they had structure. And no nation is great without discipline, self-control, and structure if it doesn't put the nation or tribe first. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Sister Abia and Brother Cottrell loves the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves, meaning they know the significance and importance. It's not about them. It's about us. Because us came here and us go leave here. It ain't about no one individual. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And why do I say that they love their brothers and sisters as themselves? One reason alone. They're here every night when time permits them, and they're not getting to pay the dime for this. They do it as a laborer when they're tired, when they're hurting, when they're going through other things, when they're going through physical problems, when they're going through anguish and anxiety, and when they're going through just ups and downs and crazy turnarounds, they're still here. Sometimes they take a sabbatical like Yom Suh, but they're still back, meaning they love their brothers and they want to share in this knowledge because they realize that we need discipline, structure, and self-control. So we're going to end up like a lot of us without it, that don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and don't know who they are, what they are, or what they should be doing. And thus they ride around, go around, break it into innocent block parties, simply in the case of Baltimore, simply just to kill people. And when you don't have the mind of Yah, you have the mind of the other plane. You love to hate what remotely looks like you. Now you don't mind killing it, mistreating it, abusing it, then writing a rap song about it to make $1 million. It's just that simple. It's imperative that we get these studies right. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, everybody, and all praises and glory to Yah. You said a mouthful. It's a mess out here.
Well, it is.
You don't know which way to turn, but you know that you have to hold on and pray to Yah, call on Yah. When you're going and coming, you see all of this going on. And
right.
I just look at people now these days. I've seen some crazy stuff while I'm out. I just look and I said, I have to turn around and go the other direction and come around the other block so I can avoid the chaos. It's
but you're doing what Yah tell you to do. Yah said, when you see a person to be a fool, you get out the way. You doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough. That's why it's important, like you said, to be here for these studies. You may not think it's sinking in, but it's sinking in because your actions even start to change. But I just want to say, may Yah bless you, brothers and sisters out there, family. Please be careful and take care. Good to be back. Shalom.
And it's good to hear your voice, Sister. Good to have you back. Shalom. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Yom Suh. Sister Aviyah, may the Most High bless you all as well. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And y'all said a mouthful. You know, it's not much to add to it. We see what's going on. I know that when we were younger, we didn't have to worry about people bring in guns to a block party.
Right.
Yeah, block parties we had, man, fun. It was fun. And it really does take a village to raise a child. Yes, sir.
I looked at your page. I said, and I told Nisanya, I said, Contre had a block party, and they weren't shooting at your block party.
Oh, no. Not even close, bro. Not even close. That's because we know Yah. We put up our prayers. We ask for protection. And he sends it to us because we're connected with him.
Exactly.
So we don't worry about things like that.
Exactly.
But in days and time, you better be prayed up when you go out of your house. It's like Deuteronomy 28 tells us. We go into a strange land where there's no assurance of our life either day or night.
Right.
At night, you're going to wish it was day. And during the day, you're going to wish it was night.
Exactly.
But that's so tragic. Who brings guns to 13, 14, 15-year-old parties?
Exactly.
These are children.
Exactly.
Who brought the guns? And for what?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Unfortunately, I hate to see it trend this way, but I know that when we were younger, we didn't have to worry about these type of things.
No, no. It's quite different, Katria.
I remember you used to have clean fights. If you had a disagreement, if they had the fight, they would fight one another without knives or guns. And whoever lost, they lost. And then sometimes they turn around and become best of friends.
And that is true.
That's how I met my friend Leroy.
That is true, Coach.
That's how I met my friend Leroy.
Right. My friend Wade Scott, when I moved into the neighborhood in 1965, I think I was about 9 years old. And we were trying to prove who was the alpha dog. I basically came out to be me, but we were fighting. And he wasn't too much off the alpha now. He was alpha minus. I was alpha plus. And but we turned out to be pretty good. We're still friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those codes are long gone. There's different street codes now, my brother. It's different street codes.
I know, cousin. Sad but true. No loyalty, no discipline, no self-control, no structure. And damn be the neighborhood, my hood. That's my hood. Oh, you really treat it like your hood. Okay, gotcha. You served the right, brother.
You know what Yah said about man? He said, it grieves me that I've made man, because man is evil from his youth.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no direction, there's no morality out there, it's only going to get worse.
Exactly.
There's no morality. There's no more morals. There's no respect for elders. There's no respect for women. There's no respect for family. They're targeting children to be transgender and LGBTQ.
Exactly.
The world is in confusion right now, which is why this show is so important, because people need to know what thus saith the Most High.
Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, Sister Abby, our brother Country, y'all ready to get into the meat of what we're here for?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Turn to chapter 20. By Rekit. You call it the Romanized version, is Leviticus, which is not the true name, nor true meaning. Penalties for breaking the law. Then Yah spoke to Moses, saying, again, now, Yah is quite redundant, as you see in these studies. If you get tired of us saying the same thing, don't take it up with us. Take it up with Yah. Because the redundancy makes you better. Doing the same thing over and over again in a constructive manner makes you better. And obviously, Yah wants you to get this, the meat of this, in your, become part of your innate nature. Yah says, he spoke to Moses, saying, again, you,
I just wanted to say that the Most High had to, like, bring us out slowly. So he told us the first time these same laws in chapter 18, but he didn't tell us the penalties. The first time he told us was, like, kind of to shock us. Slow. You ain't going to be doing these things that the Egyptians do, so they had to think about it. And you won't be doing the things that the Canaanites are doing. And what are they doing?
Right.
So he laid it out.
Finally.
Now he's showing you that if you do it, I laid it out. Now if you do it, this is what's going to happen to you.
And that's that on that.
The penalties. and judgment, which we can't execute because we're in the lands of our captivity.
Exactly.
So people that say they're following the law, they ain't following this law.
No. No, we're not in control of anything. So we're just doing the best we can, learning to do good mostly, and learning to trust in Yah mostly, and learning to be obedient and spectrums that we can. A lot of these spectrums we can't. But those we can, we need to learn to be obedient and learn to do good, as Kytrell succinctly pointed out to.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Kytrell. Thank you, brother. And it said, again, you should say to the children of Israel, whoever the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, in the land, who gives any of his descendants to Molech idolatry, y'all need to study Molech too on your own, this God, he shall surely be put to death, put like. The people of the land, our land, shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man. I will cut him off from his people because he has given some of his descendants to Molech, to idolatry, this God. Study this Molech, to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land, our land, should in any way hide their act, avoid it, act like they don't see it from the man who gives some of his descendants to Molech, and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. It's going to be consequences. I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute. That's how Yah sees us as prostitutes, against his glory, his magnification, who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. Study this, God. And a person who turns, y'all don't lack witchcraft and sorcery, Sister Ruby. The person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute, y'all sees this as a form of prostitution himself with them. I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy. For I, BLM, your Yah, and you will keep my statutes and perform them. I am Yah, who sanctifies you. Yah said, you got to get like me. Don't get like them. Don't get like your enemies. You got to get like me. And you can't have that little Jesus cross around your neck talking about how you love Jesus in any other form. As a matter of fact, you can't be doing nothing for us there. Ha. Holy days are concerned. You got one coming up next tomorrow, 4th of July. And what you out there for in the first place? You wasn't free, 4th of July. And you still ain't free, 4th of July. Okay? So stop lying to yourselves and one another. Talking about, we were free July the 4th, 17th, whatever. You ain't never been free since you've been here. Stop lying to yourselves and each other. And we spend more money on this holiday than anybody. And it didn't serve us then, it didn't serve us now. They've taken away so-called affirmative action from you. Show you how much they think about you. They think you could be in captivity for 400 plus 3 years and counting, and a little notification for as your education is concerned, that's suffice. Oh, we give them 50 years, that's enough. Take their little trifling behind on. So you see how much they think about you. And now you celebrate another one there. Ha, holy days. Come on, man. Stop it.
So, Yam Su.
Uh-huh.
There's two words that they use in Christianity lying to themselves today.
Right.
They will tell you that they holy and they sanctify.
Oh, is that right?
Verse 7 says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy. And he gave us the instructions in the chapters we just read. And if you ain't doing that, you're not really sanctified and you're not really holy. Especially if you're eating bacon, egg, and cheese and pork chops and chitlins. You definitely ain't sanctified and holy.
Yeah, maybe they passed put some chicken grease on them.
Not even Reverend Pork Chop. Reverend Pork Chop, he's the worst.
Oh, putting that pork chop grease on you, that made the sanctified holy country. Okay.
Fat back. Chitlins, baby. Fat back and chitlins.
Okay, well, we didn't read
Hog
that.
Ball, fat,
well, we didn't read
but
that.
But they holy and sanctified.
Okay.
They holy and sanctified.
Okay. Okay. If they said so. But that ain't what we studied.
Oh, thank you. Y'all far from it.
Thank you, brother. And you're certainly correct.
Yes, sir.
And a person who turns to medium, witchcraft, and sorcery, and familiar spirits to prostitute himself or herself to them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. As Katria alluded to, I had to consecrate yourself. We studied that. And drop it on down in the ninth verse. For everyone, hey, now, that's why I try to tell people, even if your daddy and mama want to wear two dead flies, you don't put your mouth on your dad and mama. Now, I can speak in private to my wife and family members that may have experienced the traumatization with my father, but I certainly should be cursing my mother and father in front of strangers, of people outside the family that's not brothers and sisters. And y'all says it, and he just said this, watch your mouth when you're talking about your mom and daddy. For everyone who curses father or his mother should surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. So you got to watch your mouth when you talk about your mom and daddy. Now, I can talk about them all day long, but you the child. You should keep your mouth off your mom, even if your mom and daddy wouldn't work two dead flies. They hold a position that the Most High put a position of authority. Now, you might not like them, and I'm sure you can discuss the relationship with your mother and father, about your mother and father, with your siblings. But you should be going out on Channel 5 News or New York News and talking about your mom and daddy to the public. You keep your mom and daddy name out your mouth, okay? Because Most High...
And there's a...
Go ahead, Kadri.
I'm sorry. There's a process to this.
Right.
You just can't take your son out like Marvin Gaye's father took him out.
Right.
Marvin Gaye's father said, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out, and he shot him.
Right.
In this case, you have to take your son to the elders of the city.
Exactly.
And present your case.
Right.
You can't just take your children out because
they cursed you. Right.
No.
It's got to be proven. It's got to be proven. It's got to mm-hmm. be evidential. And it can't be he said, she said. Some people has to be aware of the cursing. That means you're running your mouth off to the public about your dad and mama. Okay? You're dragging your dad and mama name through the dirt. You just can't do that. And we do it every day because we don't have no self-control, no discipline, and no structure. Like I said, you can discuss family matters among family members. But taking your mom, dad name and dragging it through the mud and shoot, that is not your right. You don't have that right. And if you got a problem with your mom and daddy, take it before the elders. But just going out and disparaging your mother and daddy. I remember one time a cousin of mine was speaking. We was at a cookout. He was speaking in reference to my dad. And I politely stopped him. I said, hold on. Now, me and my brother and sister said what we want about dad in private conference. But you keep my dad's name out your mouth. Because I know about your dad, too. We're going to leave it like that. Okay? No matter what he did,
yep.
You don't have that right to be talking about it. Keep my dad's name out your mouth. Okay? That's not for public consumption. Go ahead, Carl.
That was one of the codes of the street that we had to follow. You start talking about my mother or my father, that's what probably would spark the fight.
Well, it did in one regard. I had to apologize because I told her. Don't make me look like a bad guy. I told her. I said, hey, baby girl. And we was around about 14, 15. So I said, look here, I don't play the dubs. Okay? I don't like folk talking about my mama. And I keep my mama name. I don't talk about your mama. Keep my mama name. And she got braggadocious about it, loud mouth about it. She was sitting by. I said, I turned around. I asked her again. I said, now you bring my mama name up again, I'm going to jack you like I jack a nigga because you act like a nigga. So she got more louder. And unfortunately, because I didn't have any self-control, discipline, and a structure, I did what I said I did. And years later, I saw and I apologized. I was going through a lot of things. My mama was going through a lot of things, and I do apologize for that. And but the guys knew. They knew Killer Group. He going to get up with you. So you better keep his mama name at your mouth. Because they're going to get him worked up. So, and I feel bad. I still feel bad, even years later, for putting my hand on that sister. But, you know, you, when you a young fella, you don't know it. You don't have any self-control, discipline, and a structure. You think it's okay. And so I apologize to her years later. I still feel bad about it. Even when you do wrong to anybody, you ought to feel bad about it. So, and Cartrell is quite right. Back in the day, if folk told you they don't play the duds, they don't play the duds. It's going to cost you. And I didn't have any more problems because I guess they said he reduced himself to jacking this girl like he jacked a dude. And I had no problem with jacking a dude either. They said he ain't playing. So no one ever brought my mama name up in their mouth. Especially in the middle class. Yeah. Go ahead, Cartier.
Nah, you said it all, man. We knew when to play the dubs. We had fun playing the dubs.
Right.
But when somebody outside the circle starts talking about your family, your mother, that's fighting words. Like, you don't know me. You don't know my mother. Like, who are you?
Right.
So.
And then you said it in a public forum in a classroom, and everybody laughing. And you laughing at my mama, and I asked you nicely. And I said, look, I said, Lois, I'm not going to ask you again. Now, I ask you not to keep my mama name out your mouth. But she got louder in the classroom that, hey, well, I showed her better, I can tell her. Okay? If I ask you to keep my mama name out your mouth, I mean keep my mama name out your mouth. My mama ain't got nothing to do with me, you, or nothing else. Okay?
You know what, brothers?
Yeah.
While you were saying that, I was thinking about it, too, in childhood days. I didn't have to worry about nobody speaking about my mother because all the kids on the block were scared of my mother, just like I was. You say the wrong thing, you was going to get it. So
right.
I didn't have that problem.
Right. I'm glad for you, sister. But my mother was a gentleman, and then she was going through a lot of abuse, which I was witness to.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to let you further abuse her name, okay?
That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cartrell, Sister Abiyah, if y'all ready to proceed, I'm ready. And y'all, and that's why we need to have some discipline and self-control. I needed it. Instruction. And that's why I said, y'all says, you don't let everybody put your mama name, and you should be putting your mama name and daddy name in your mouth. Because as a result, the evidence proves out, you will be surely put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. His blood gonna rest on his own head. The man and Yah says in regards to adultery, a lot of people take sneaky links and what is that thing Will Smith had going on? Entanglements. They think everything funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Yah don't take sneaky links and everything funny. Entanglements lightly. Yah said the man who and a woman who commits adultery with another man, wife and her husband. He who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress, both of them, shall be put to death. So you can't have an eye to eye. So most often, people know who's married. You know, so you can't have I didn't know he was married. You know, so in our land, everybody knew who was married. And so I'm pretty sure there was some an indication of that also. Because as I told you, I watched that movie Tribe. These women had war rules to indicate they were married. And the men had signs that they're notched on their bodies to indicate they were husbands. And they took monogamy quite seriously. And as y'all take monogamy quite seriously, unlike some of us, the adulterer, the cheater, and the cheatess shall surely be put to death. Won't be any excuses. The man who lies with his father's wife, you lie with your father's wife, has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them surely be put to death. Death blood shall be upon them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have committed perversion, perverts. Their blood shall be upon them, not on us. If a man lies with a male, you people marching in the gay parade. You can't go over this, you can't go under it, you can't go around it. If a man lies with a male, as he lies with a woman, just like a woman, both of them has committed an abomination. They should surely be put to death. Their blood should be upon them, not on us. If a man marries a woman and her mother, you can't marry the woman and her mother. This is a wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, both of them, all three of them, that there may be no wickedness among you. If a man mates with an animal, he should surely be put to death, and you should kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you should kill the woman and the animal. They should be surely put to death. Their blood is on them. It's on their head. If a man takes his father's daughter or his mother's daughter and sees her nakedness, he sees his nakedness, and she sees his naked sex. It is a wicked thing. They should be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He has had sex with her. He should bear his guilt. If a man lies with a woman during her sickness, if you lie with a woman during her menstrual cycle, and uncover the nakedness, he has exposed her flow. And she has uncovered voluntarily the flow of her blood. Both of them should be cut off from their people. You having sex with women during menstrual cycles and vice versa, both of you be cut off from the people. You should not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, your auntie, nor your father's sister, your aunt, for that would uncover his near kin. That's having sex with your near kin. They should bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness. They should bear their sin. They should die childless. That's by Yahs. If a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered it. That's why I ain't never looked at my brother's women. No shape, form, or fashion. I ain't never won't name one of my brother's women. I still don't today. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless, this couple. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgment. Perform them, exercise them. That the land where I am bringing you, our land, you shall dwell, may not vomit you out. Because if you do this, this land will vomit you out, which we were vomited out of. And just like it seems that these Western people in this Western hemisphere are being vomited out the land, they inhabited by virtue of storms, hurricanes, fires, so on and so forth, gunplay, shootings, so on and so forth. You shall walk in the statutes of the nation, our nation, which I, you shall not, excuse me, walk in the statutes of the nations, or don't get like them, which I'm casting out before you. But they commit all the, they do all these things. And therefore, I abhor it. Yes, I hate them with a passion. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land. And I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Yah, your Elohim. That's if you do what Yah said, who has separated you from the people. You can't do what they do. You should therefore distinguish between, you should know between clean animals and unclean animals, between unclean birds and clean. You shall not make yourselves abominable by beast or by bird or by any kind of living thing that creeps on the ground. You can't eat anything which I have separated from you as unclean. You shall be holy to me, for I am Yah, am holy. I've separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. You can't do what they do. A man or a woman who is a medium, he goes back to witchcraft and sorcery, or who has familiar spirits, shall surely be put to death. Y'all don't play that. We shall stone them with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. Their blood won't be on you. Their blood shall be on their own head. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Gotrell, Sister Abby, any commentaries in our comments?
Nah, everything said.
It's funny how Christianity throws all these boundaries out the window. Mm-hmm. They say the law is no more. Mm-hmm. And they convince people that if you're wholly sanctified, that you're going to heaven. I don't see anywhere in here where Yah's saying he's going to take us to heaven when we make ourselves holy and sanctified. He promised the land of milk and honey. That's for sure. But the people that was living in the land of milk and honey were doing all these things. And the same things are being done today. Matter of fact, they're being written into law. Would you say they got a warehouse full of laws?
They got a warehouse. They
contradict Yah's laws. And they wonder why there's so much violence and bloodshed and why the globe is warming up. They call it global warming. No, Yah is heating it up with the fury of his anger.
Exactly.
So he's our coach that we need to follow. Because we belong to Yah. That's what he said, right?
Exactly.
He said, you shall be holy to me, not for yourself. We are meant to be holy for the Most High. For I, Yah, am holy. We have a relationship with him. And have set you apart from the peoples that you should be mine. That's the part we don't understand. That's what redemption is all about. We belong to Yah, but we allow our slave masters to rule our lives. You can't serve two masters. You're either going to serve Yah or you're going to serve your enemy. Which breaks every law. They're telling you to accept gay men. Gay women, they're telling you to let your children be adopted by them, contrary to what y'all are saying. In direct opposition. So you can follow them if you want to.
Well, they tell you you can have sneaky links and you can have entanglements.
And them soap operas that used to put on, all kind of adultery is going on them shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
I always used to wonder why they call them soap operas.
Mm-hmm.
And women get hooked on them. I be calling them dirt operas. You don't know who the father of the child is. You hiding the child, and you sleeping with this one's wife, and all kind of crazy stuff in them soap operas. Why they call them soap operas? I guess they need to be cleaned up.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say, Roger. I guess after you saw one of them, you need a bath. It's true, brother. Thank you, Kajal.
But that, Hollywood promotes, like you said, Will Smith, open marriage. She could go with who she wants to. He could go with who he wants to. But they still marry. How does that work?
No, y'all said we don't get out like that. I heard that Dwayne Wade and that girl he messed with, they got some Freaky Friday
Gabriel
stuff going.
Union.
Yeah, they got some freaky stuff going. They probably got a little boy turned down.
And I'm sure it's not them alone. They follow the pattern that they see.
Right. Unfortunately, Godrell. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And thus the end result is inevitable. It's inevitable. Because there can't be peace with evil. And you can't be evil and wicked and please Yah. You got to have self-control, self-discipline, and structure to be pleasing to Yah.
And you got to know the difference between clean and unclean.
Right.
It seems like the church is making everything clean. Everything is clean in Jesus' name. Oh, no, it's not. You better back up off that real quick. So we see all these politicians out here, Reverend Al Sharpton, and all these politicians trying to keep America up, and they help promote the LGBTQ agenda. Everybody's right should be honored. Okay. Everybody's right should be honored. Not according to you.
Well, I don't know how they hooked them on to us anyway. Why they hooked them on to us? Why are we tethered to these people? Why did you tether these people to us? Why are these politicians, these so-called walking dead Negroes, tether these people to us? They ain't got nothing to do with us. Praise Yah, Kajal. Praise Yah, Sister Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yes, sir. It's by design. To slow us down or destroy us. Because they know this chapter. And they know that we can't be holy if we're doing all the things that we're trying to promote here in captivity. LGBTQ. No, Yah don't work with the Most High.
No, it doesn't.
Mm-mm. You know what gets me? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but seem like I know y'all gave us a free will, right? But I also know you're supposed to have a conscience. I can't understand how a human being, another brother or a sister, can't feel something wrong with messing with the same sex or all other abominations and don't feel nothing wrong about it. It's really sick. Seems like they guts or something would tell them something. You know, I shouldn't be doing this. It's just like if you stealing. You know you're not supposed to be doing it because you're sneaking and stealing. So that's your conscience. You know, seem like they would have a conscience in every area of your life. And that would help keep you on a better track.
But some people just don't care, Abia. They think y'all are a joke.
Give thanks and praise. We don't have that perspective, and we're not walking around in that confusion. The Most High has given us the opportunity to get to know him. And reading this, we know better now, don't we?
Yes,
exactly. It doesn't matter what the world does. We remain steadfast, like Lot, when people was going crazy. Men wanted to sleep with angels. They just got way beside themselves, and y'all had to destroy them. So you better hold steadfast because they're really pushing that agenda. And I'm glad that the African nations are rejecting it wholeheartedly. They don't need that over there, for sure.
They already got a problem, brother. They don't need additional problems. All right, Katra, you ready to proceed in the next segment of study? We're ready to.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is chapter 777. Song.
Nope. 78.
Okay. My bad. Psalms chapter 78. Yah's kindness to rebellious Israel. Yah's kindness to rebellious Israel. A song of Asaph.
All praise to the Most High, the Holy One of Israel. And the brother Asaph had to write this song because we didn't follow the instructions that Yah gave us, the ones we just read. We became like the nation, and the land spit us out, didn't it? Because we were rebellious. We didn't want to do what Yah told us to do. So here's an elder with a message to the Israelite nation. If you're an Israelite, this song is for you. All praises. Psalm 78. Hear my teachings, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark things of old, which have heard and known, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children. We have to teach our children about our past, telling to the generations to come the praises of Yah. Yes, so they won't be caught up in what's going on in the LGBTQ world of today. His strength and his wondrous deed that he has done. For he established a covenant in Jacob, God let our children know that, and appointed a teaching in Israel. He just came off that teaching, didn't we? Which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. All praise to the Most High Yah for this platform so we can teach our people what to teach their children so their children can have block parties without the fear of getting shot. That the generations to come might know, even the children who should be born, who should arise and tell their children. It's an ongoing thing, one generation to the next. One tribe to the next. We got to keep passing it on, right, family?
Exactly.
That they might set their hope in Elohim, not in Jesus, not in America, not in democracy. Set your hope in the Most High. And not forget Elohim's deed. Because people have forgot what Elohim has done. People don't even know what the Most High has done. But keep his commandments. That's what we all should be trying to do. But first you have to find out what the commandments are, which is why we go through these diligent studies to find out exactly what Yah's commandments are. And might not be as their fathers. So we have to go through this in order that we won't be like our forefathers who didn't obey the laws, the orders, the statutes, the commands that he gave them, right? He said, it might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not make their hearts loyal. We have to make our hearts loyal to the Most High, whose spirit was not steadfast with Elohim. That's the change we have to make. We have to be loyal and steadfast, unlike our fathers, to the commands that Yah is instructing us with. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in a day of battle. They didn't keep Elohim's covenant and refused to walk in his law. They forgot his doings, his wondrous deeds that he had shown them. That sounds like us today. Well, today we got done. We're shooting each other. People marvelous things. In the sight of their fathers. In the land of Mizraim, in the field of Zoan. He split the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the water stand up as a heap. In the daytime, also led them with the cloud. And all night, with the light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and he caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on and sinned against him. They rebelled against the Most High in the desert. They tempted Elohim in their heart. Yeah, Yah is watching your heart. You can say one thing, but Yah is watching and reading our hearts. By asking food according to their desire. Yeah, it's what we want, not what we need or what Yah's telling us to do. And that seems to be our downfall, our desires. Yes, they spoke against Elohim. They said, can Elohim prepare a table in the wilderness? Now, why would you question the Most High like that? Behold, he struck the rock, so the waters gushed out, and streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide meat for his people? Therefore, Yah heard and was angry. And he had every right to be angry with this hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious people who we still seem to be today. Therefore, Yah heard and was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob. Anger also went up against Israel because they didn't believe Elohim and didn't trust his salvation, just like today. We believe Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and Mary. We study them and know them more than we do the word of Yah. Because we don't believe Yah. We don't trust in his salvation. We trust in the salvation of Jesus Christ, God on the cross for our sins. Yet he commanded the skies above. Yah made the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. Only the Most High could do that. He rained down manna on them to eat. Jesus couldn't do this, and gave them food from the sky. Man ate the bread of angels. He sent them food to the poor. He caused the east wind to blow in the sky. By his power, he guided the south wind. Today they call it Mother Nature, but we see how the Most High commands his creation. He also rained meat on them as the dust, winged birds as the sand of the sea. He let them fall in the middle of their camp. Around their inhabitants. That wasn't most Mother Nature. That was the Most High commanding these birds to go to the camp of Israel to give them something to eat. So they ate and were filled. He gave them their own desire, not what they needed, but what they wanted. They didn't turn from their cravings. Their food was yet in their mouths when the anger of Elohim went up against them, killed some of their fattest, and struck down the youngest men of Israel. All this is still sin, and didn't believe in his wondrous works. Therefore, he consumed their days in vanity and their years in terror. When he killed them, then they had inquired after him. They returned and sought Elohim earnestly. They remembered that Elohim was their rock. Oh, now you remember. Anytime we get in trouble, that's what we remember. Or do we? The Most High Elohim, he's our Redeemer. But they faltered with him with their mouth and lied to him with their tongue. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they faithful in his covenant. For he, being merciful, forgave iniquity and did not destroy them, although he could have and should have. As many times he turned away his anger. How many times did he turn away his anger? How many times didn't he stir up all his wrath against this rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked, want to test you every turn type people? You remember that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and doesn't come again. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. They turned against the tempted Elohim and provoked the Holy One of Yisra'el. They didn't remember his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary, how he set signs and was lying, his wonders in the field of Zoam. He turned the rivers into blood and their streams, so they could not drink. He sent among them swarms of flies, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He also gave their increase to the caterpillars and their labor to the locusts. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore fig trees with frost. He also gave over their livestock to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. Some people call it Mother Nature, but I say Yah was in control. He threw them to pieces of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, and a band of angels of evil. Ooh-wee. You don't know about this band of angels, do you? He made a path for his anger and didn't spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence and struck all the firstborn of Mizraim, the chief of their strength, in the tents of Ham. See, that's why they don't read the scriptures, because Mizraim is Ham, a great empire that they marvel over to this day. How did these Negroes do this? They're still wondering. But he led out his own people like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely, and they weren't afraid. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He brought them to the borders of his sanctuary, to this mountain, which his right hand had taken. He also drove out nations before them, allotted them for inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High Elohim, and didn't keep his testimonies, but turned back and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were twisted like a deceitful bow. Sounds like us today. They provoked him. They provoked him to anger with their high places. I'm sure we're doing that today still. And moved him to jealousy with their engraved images. When Elohim heard this, he was angry and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he abhorred the tent of Shiloh, the tent that she placed among men. He delivered his strength into captivity, where we remain today. His glory is his adversary's name. So we remain locked down to this day. He also gave his people over to the sword and was angry with his inheritance. That's us, y'all. That's us. The fire devoured their young men, which it still does today. Their virgins had no wedding songs, which they still don't today. Their priests fell by the sword. You don't have no priests today. And their widows couldn't weep. Y'all, then y'all awaken as one out of sleep, like a mighty man who shouts by reason of wine. He struck his adversaries backward and put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he rejected the tents of Joseph and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Yehuda, Mount Zion, which he loved. He built his sanctuary in the heights like the earth, which he has established forever. He also chose King David as his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that have their young. He brought them to be the shepherd of Yaakov, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he was their shepherd according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, to our brother Asa, who apparently knew King David very well and was pretty much marking the trajectory of our history, our nation, our people, and their relationship to our Creator. Our people rebelled, complained, got twisted against the Most High, and we have to change that. He said we have to be better than our fathers. So in order to be better than our fathers, we have to study what our fathers did and make the corrections that need to be made. I know this is a long song, but it's one that should not be taken lightly. All praise to the Holy One of Israel.
I think this song will give you an opportunity to go back and restudy, to meditate on, to mull over, and to make the course correct. And to learn what is good and what is wicked. Learn to be obedient. Learn to not be a chronic complainer, as far as Yah is concerned. And not question him or test him in any shape, form, or fashion. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Sister Aviyah, any comment or commentary?
No, not concerning the songs. Everything clearly said. And you said it too. Go back and study. That's all you should. That's what you should be doing. All I'm going to say is don't worry about them 4th of July. Them lies will get you in trouble. Stay grounded. Study. Don't waste your time on stuff. So, sit alone. I love you, brothers and sisters. Take care. Sit alone.
We love you back, sister. Shalom. God, Trail?
Yes, Sister Abia. Yes, Sister Abia, Brother Yansu, I love y'all. And this song speaks to us because this is exactly what we're doing. We're studying our history, what our fathers did, their relationship with Yah, their rebellion against Yah, and we're trying to improve on it. So this song actually speaks to us, and I'm glad that we're in line with it. It's really important to really take to heart what this song is trying to convey. So keep on studying, keep on seeking Yah, and make them changes. All praises. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
All praises. We love y'all. As Katriel said, shalom and good night. Thank you, Sister Abia. Thank you, fellow students. And praise Yah.
Bye. Am I in action? There is no defense. For my action, there will be consequence. Yeah. I stand in the circle of peace. One more time. Cause only the willing will see their dreams.
So you know we got the means of the day. You know we coming good. I say you know we coming fit. You know we flying straight because we never flying late. We living up the game. We put the numbers in my shape.
Conquering lion, come and trample the beast. Gravity don't tell us if we look today.